Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dr. Neil Barnard's program for reversing diabetes, the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs, by Dr. Neil D. Barnard, MD, performed by J. Charles. This book is dedicated to my father, Donald M. Barnard, MD, a kind and wise physician, and to the participants in our research studies. I am deeply grateful for your important contribution to this work. Introduction. A new approach to diabetes. This book presents a totally new method for preventing, controlling, and reversing diabetes based on important research findings that have emerged in recent years. In studies by my research team, funded by the U.S. government's National Institutes of Health and the Diabetes Action Research and Education Foundation, along with the work of other researchers, we have completely redesigned the dietary approach to diabetes. If your experience with diabetes has been one of gradually escalating medication doses, ever-increasing weight, and increasing worry about the risk of complications, you will learn how to reverse those trends. We will focus on changes in your menu, not on drugs. Yes, medications often have their role, and I will give you details on how they work so you can understand the ones you or your loved ones may be using now. But I would much rather help you scale back on drugs or eliminate them entirely. Doing that means rethinking the foods that you eat. Let me emphasize that you will not need to cut calories, limit carbohydrates, or stick to small portions. In fact, you can eat until you are full. If you get hungry between meals, you are free to eat more. What we will zero in on is the type of food you eat. That has emerged as the critical factor, as you will soon see. A new idea. My father, Donald M. Barnard, M.D., spent his entire life treating diabetes. He grew up on a family farm in the Midwest, but soon realized that the cattle business was not for him. He decided to go to medical school, and after training at Boston's famed Joslin Clinic, he began work at a busy community hospital. He became known as the diabetes expert for the surrounding area. But he and the other doctors and their patients often found diabetes puzzling and frustrating. He recounted a telling comment made by the clinic's founder, Elliot P. Joslin, M.D., about diabetes research. "Gentlemen, we don't need a big research grant. What we need is a new idea." Dr. Joslin made that observation back in the 1950s, and the need has only grown more urgent as the incidence of the disease has exploded. Worldwide, about 200 million people are living with diabetes. Until now, most have found the condition to be at best an exercise in drudgery, with daily blood tests and medications that promise only to slow the disease's inevitable damage. A patient's life becomes a waiting game, with one complication arising after another, from nerve symptoms to visual changes and heart and kidney problems. Now, at last, we're on the cusp of real change. I'm talking not just about a bold new idea, but about an entirely new approach to diabetes that has been tested and proven. In a series of research studies conducted with Georgetown University and George Washington University in Washington, D.C., our research team has proven that many people with diabetes can think beyond delaying inevitable decline and improve their health dramatically. They can cut their blood sugar, increase insulin sensitivity, and reduce or eliminate medications, and they can do this with a simple set of diet changes. Unlike with medication treatments, the side effects of the menu change are good ones: weight loss, lower cholesterol levels, lower blood pressure, and increased energy. From the beginning, our studies aimed higher and took a more aggressive approach to diabetes than clinicians had in the past. The first study was small, just 13 patients, and it tested a program that relied entirely on changes in diet. There was no new drug, no magical supplement, not even an exercise program, but the results were amazing. 2/3 of patients improved so much that they were able to reduce or eliminate their medications within 12 weeks. The study was published in Preventive Medicine in 1999. Then, in a second study, this one involving 59 patients with varying degrees of blood sugar control, some healthy, others pre-diabetic or diabetic, we studied why diet change works. It became clear that the diet shift actually caused a fundamental change in the body itself. In 14 weeks, the diet led to a 24% improvement in insulin sensitivity, that is, the body's ability to respond to insulin, the sugar-storing hormone that is dysfunctional in diabetes. Participants whose blood sugar levels were in the abnormal range saw them promptly return to where they belonged. While exercise could increase the benefits even further, diet changes alone were powerful enough to boost insulin sensitivity and bring blood sugar under better control. The results were presented at the American Diabetes Association scientific meeting in 2004 and were published in the American Journal of Medicine in 2005. These studies suggest that this new approach may be the most powerful nutritional plan ever devised for diabetes. We can do more than try to compensate for malfunctioning insulin, as doctors have done for decades with various medications. Rather, we can help the body's own insulin work properly again by directly addressing and improving the cell's sensitivity to it, which is the key issue in type 2 diabetes. Even when the disease has evolved to the point of serious complications, it is not too late for marked improvements to occur. Starting in 2003, with the support of the National Institutes of Health, we conducted a new research trial to compare our diet with the gold standard, the American Diabetes Association, ADA, guidelines. As you may know, these guidelines are sensible and well-established. Millions of people follow them and use the exchange list as well as cookbooks developed from the guidelines to manage the disease. But all too often, a familiar story ensues. Despite everyone's best efforts, the disease worsens over time. Our goal was to see if we could improve things. The study was conducted with George Washington University and the University of Toronto and included 99 individuals with type 2 diabetes. The participants were randomly assigned to either a standard diabetic diet based on the ADA guidelines or to the more aggressive diet you will learn about shortly. Along the way, I presented the study's initial results at scientific meetings of the ADA, the American Association of Diabetes Educators, and the American Public Health Association in 2005 and 2006. In a careful analysis that kept exercise and medication use constant, we found that the new diet controls blood sugar 3 times more effectively than the previous best diet. It also accelerates weight loss and controls cholesterol better than the old gold standard. Other investigators have shown that this kind of diet also has dramatic benefits for the heart and leads to a healthy drop in blood pressure. It allows many individuals to take charge of their lives again and to return to health and vigor. This book translates these scientific breakthroughs into tools that you can use, including an easy-to-follow plan with simple diet guidelines, menus, and recipes. A new understanding of type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is much less common than type 2. It is usually diagnosed in childhood and is invariably treated with insulin, hence its former names, childhood onset diabetes and insulin-dependent diabetes. Unlike people with type 2 diabetes, those with type 1 always need to take insulin, but they can use diet and lifestyle changes to keep doses to a minimum and reduce the risk of complications. We also have a new and surprising understanding of the fundamental causes of type 1 diabetes. It may surprise you to learn that the process that leads to type 1 diabetes begins when the body's immune system attacks the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas. As you will see, new research has revealed what appears to spark this attack and what can help to prevent it. Personal success. Let's take a look at the experiences of real people who followed the program described in this book. Nancy. Nancy learned about our research study from an advertisement in the Washington Post. She had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 8 years earlier. A cousin of hers had lost some of his eyesight to the disease, and failed kidneys left him on dialysis. Nancy did not want that to be her future. She was going to fight back. Before she joined our study, things had been going in the wrong direction. Although she had followed a diet designed for diabetes, her blood sugar was gradually worsening, and the diet did nothing to stop her weight from creeping upward. 2 years after her diagnosis, her doctor put her on her first diabetes medication. Eventually, her doctor felt she needed two medications. Still, her blood glucose level continued to rise. As she entered our study, her hemoglobin A1C level, the key index of blood glucose control, which ought to be below 7.0%, was an unhealthy 8.3%. Nancy joined the study because she liked the focus on food rather than on drugs. With the explosion of diabetes in the population, she intuitively felt that the problem had to be the kinds of food we eat and that the solution had to be there too. We showed her how to change her diet. There were no limits on how much she could eat or on how many calories or grams of carbohydrates she could have. But we did ask her to make a major change in the type of food she chose. At first, we also asked her not to exercise, that is, not to change her exercise habits, because we wanted to see what diet changes alone could do. That suited her just fine. She was very busy at her office, working long hours every day, and exercise was not exactly her thing. At least not yet. As she began to follow our recommendations, her weight started to fall, along with her blood glucose, the latter with surprising speed. After years of going up and up and up, the trend started to reverse. After 11 weeks, she stood on the scale. She had lost 14 pounds, and when she rolled up her sleeve and we checked her A1C, we found that it had dropped from 8.3% to 6.9%, all in about 3 months' time. Her insulin sensitivity was returning. Nancy's blood sugar continued to fall. In fact, it fell so much that it became clear that her medications were now too strong for her. The combination of the drugs she had been taking, along with the new powerful diet changes, actually left her blood sugar too low. It was time to reduce her medications. But as we cut back on her doses, it turned out not to be enough. After several more months, we had to stop one of them altogether. A little more than a year after joining the study, she was 40 pounds lighter. She was on one diabetes medication, not two. It remains to be seen if she can eliminate the second one. And even though she is taking less medication, her A1C is better than it was before, 6.8% at her last test. "The payoff is just incredible," she said. "But it's not just the weight loss. My numbers have gotten dramatically better." And there was more. Another benefit she had not anticipated. For years, she had had arthritis pain so severe she could not open a jar. After a few months of a new diet, she suddenly realized that her arthritis symptoms were completely gone. There is actually a fascinating body of scientific literature on diet and arthritis, which I summarized in an earlier book, Foods That Fight Pain. The best part of the story: Nancy's experience is not unusual for people who make the diet changes you will hear about shortly. Vance. Vance was just 31 years old when he was diagnosed with diabetes. He had just changed to a new doctor, and the diagnosis came after a routine blood test. Both of his mother's parents had had the disease, but up until that point, Vance had been in more or less good health. He had been a police officer for 12 years and now worked in a bank, and he was not in the habit of calling in sick. Diabetes changed everything. If I didn't lose a leg or go blind, I could end up on dialysis, he said. And the truth was, he was not in such perfect shape. He had gradually gained weight over the years, and at just under 6 feet tall, he weighed 276 pounds. I didn't really take my diet or my health very seriously, he said. I grew up on steak sandwiches, pork chops, and chicken. We had barbecues and cookouts. We had some vegetables, but not a lot of fresh foods. I didn't exercise. I just didn't take any of this very seriously. Along with weight problems came difficulties with sexual performance. Impotence affects many men with diabetes and is common in men who are overweight. His doctor started him on metformin, a commonly prescribed medication for reducing blood sugar. Vance learned about our research study and decided to volunteer, despite a few misgivings about the prospect of changing his diet. I never had any diet restrictions or rules before, he said. I never tried to control my diet before. I always ate whatever I wanted. But his wife had been a vegetarian for some time, and she was excited that Vance was ready for a change, too. The payoff came pretty quickly. His weight started to fall, and over a year's time, he lost, to his surprise, about 60 pounds. His A1C, which had been 9.5% at the beginning of the study, fell to 7.1% after just 2 months. 14 months into the study, it had dropped to 5.3%. His doctor was thrilled and said it was time to stop the metformin. One more surprise. His problems with sexual performance virtually disappeared within 3 months. I haven't been in this good shape since I was in the police academy. It is like a weight has been lifted off of me, he said. When I told my mother what I was doing, that I had changed my diet, she was so happy she nearly cried, because my dad died at 30. When my grandfather died, I was the oldest male in my immediate family. We tend to check out pretty quick. But she saw I was on a different path. I was taking care of myself. Taking control. The diet Nancy and Vance embraced, and that I hope you are about to begin, is designed to do much more than simply palliate diabetes, as other diets do. It is designed to tackle the fundamental causes of the disease. As those who participated in our study learned, blood sugar levels that creep steadily upward can also fall. The road to diabetes is, in fact, a two-way street. Whether you have type 2 diabetes and want to gain control of your health, or have type 1 diabetes and need to reduce the disease's intrusion on your life, this program was designed with you in mind. However, our research and this book also targets a broader purpose. More and more people, including a surprising number of children, are diagnosed with diabetes every day. They and their families pay a high personal price for dealing with the condition. And clinics, health maintenance organizations, insurers, and government programs, particularly Medicare and Medicaid, are struggling to keep up with prescription costs, doctor visits, and hospitalization charges for its many complications. For many people at risk, it is simply a matter of time before they are diagnosed. It is our hope that a new direction in diet and nutrition, if applied broadly enough, can go a long way toward solving these problems. This program is truly a revolution in the way we think about this otherwise unforgiving disease. Diabetes is no longer a condition you simply have to live with. It need not slowly and inevitably get worse. Quite the opposite. If you have diabetes, it is time for you to get your life back. We will not cater to your diabetes. Rather, this program is designed to help you understand the cause of diabetes and how to correct it to the fullest extent that diet and lifestyle changes possibly can. If you do not have the disease but are at risk, this is a powerful program for preventing it. Is this program for me? You may be asking. The answer is an emphatic yes. Here's why. Whether you like to cook or prefer to eat at restaurants, you can easily make the diet changes you need. I make this point because some people imagine that changing their diet means making every meal in their own kitchens. Translation: hours and hours of work. If you inwardly groan at that thought, I certainly sympathize. I learned long ago that my temperament is not suited to cooking. Perhaps I was born with the room service gene, and maybe you were too. So, I will show you how to plan a healthful menu and how to make it work for you whether or not you like to cook. Many of our research participants travel, eat at restaurants, or eat in their company cafeterias. This program worked for them, and it can work for you. It does not matter whether you love exercise or have never been able to stick with an exercise plan. The improvements we've just described were made without exercise. In fact, all of our research studies omit exercise because we need to isolate the effect of diet changes in order to put them to a good test. Having said that, exercise is an important part of any diabetes treatment regimen, and this book will show you how to bring it into your life in a sensible, safe, and effective way. If, however, you are unable to engage in significant exercise because of joint problems, a heart condition, or severe obesity, or if you find you're just not able to stick with an exercise program, you will be glad to know that the benefits of our diet change are not dependent on any alteration of your activity levels. If you have felt that you just cannot stick with a diet, I completely understand. That's why we will focus solely on what you eat, not how much. You can eat until you are full and have snacks when you want them. You will have to invest some energy, however. You will have to learn to think about food in new ways, and you will have to unlearn some old, outdated notions. And if you have been overweight, it is very likely that you will have to buy some new clothes. What does it mean to reverse diabetes? Most people with diabetes find themselves on a road leading toward gradually increasing weight, slowly rising blood sugar, higher doses of medications, and worsening complications. Reversing diabetes means reversing this trend. If weight is an issue, it can come down, gradually but decisively. Blood glucose values that have gone up can also come down. Doses of medications that have risen again and again can come down too. Symptoms such as neuropathy, nerve pain in the feet and legs, can improve and even disappear. Heart disease can be reversed. Will the disease go away completely? Some people would argue that once someone has diabetes, that person will always have it, even if blood tests improve so much that the condition is no longer diagnosable. What they mean is that the genetic traits that made type 2 diabetes possible do not go away, and type 1 diabetes requires continued insulin treatments regardless of how well you adjust your diet. It is not possible to say in advance how far you can go. Will you be able to reduce your medication doses, eliminate some or perhaps all of your medications, or drive your blood sugar down so far that no one would ever know you once had diabetes? These are questions your own experience will answer, but I can promise this book will teach you what you need to know about putting a powerful food prescription to work. The rest of the story is yours to write. I would be very grateful if you would let others know what you are doing and perhaps lend this book to your friends or family members who have diabetes. We know that we can turn this disease around for individuals, but conquering an international epidemic is a tall order, and it requires a team effort. I hope you will join in this important cause, along with health professionals, research participants, and their families. Thank you, and the very best of luck with this program.